Okay, this is my most important, one of my most important questions. In which year and month will all debt be forgiven?
It's already passed. It's already passed.
It's already
who
passed.
Forgave who?
So.
The debtor and the debtee. It would be who forgave whom.
Okay, does that involve foreign governments in that decision?
No, it does not.
So it was within the Federal Reserve or within J.P. Morgan? Who were the people who thought they were making the decision?
Well, Bob, it was you and James Martinez.
Okay, we canceled it, Rene. And when did they agree that we had the right accurate beat on reality when we said that?
When Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae fell.
That's the September 2008, right?
Dude.
Yeah. See, Renee, the way I understand that, other than just brute power, was that if you go back and listen to what we were saying to John Stadtmiller in January to June 08, and then I got a chance on Chief Radio to do almost seminars with James because I had no one else interrupting. So I explained a lot of interesting stuff about the typing economy until September 1st. If you go back and listen to them, I was the only one who was actually describing comprehensively all the factors involved. And that accuracy, I think, it was so well defined that no one could stand it. And then it fell on September 08. Is that
correct.
Approximately accurate what I'm saying?
The close one was Chris Story, but he got tangled up with it. So
right, and I'd always push my explanation. I met him on April 4th, the day Mrs. McLuhan died, 2008, and I pointed out to him what he was missing, and that was that. And I kept on that point because Chris Story was a big story that year, his name being the story, and that is what pushed it over. I would take his accuracy, show the limitations, show what we didn't get, and that extra defining clarified it, right, Aya? That's what you're saying.
That's exactly what we're saying.
And that's the power of word. I was speaking it, Renee.
So you were speaking this on James's show on Stadtmiller's radio program.
Yeah, from January. Yeah. You can actually go back in the archives in October. I think I have it on my own timeline. I called in October 17th, 2007. James had been on a few months, and I argued with both of them there, and then that was that. Then I met James for the second time at the end of December, coming back from New Zealand and Hawaii, and then he got to know me better, and then a week or so later, 1st of January, he says, you ought to be on my show at least once a week. So I come on. He doesn't really know what I'm going to talk about. He knew it would probably be different, interesting, and so
he
we talked. From right, he still does. So from January to John getting rid of us was a very interesting, well laid out, but always with an argument and interruption. But then when I went on James from June until I only had to do July, August, 3 months of accurate defining and pointing out where Story was right and wrong and not complete, 3 months of speaking once a week very clearly. And people who had listened to me for years said, Bob, those are the best things I've ever heard you do. You really are able to lay it out because I wasn't being interrupted. So I got to complete my sentence, so to speak, after 20 years on the radio. And that definition, that stating, no one could refute it, so they let it go. First week of...
Can you email me the...
the links?
To
yeah.
To their,
yeah.
Yeah, that'd be great. I'd like to listen to those.
Right, and that's how I understand it. That's how I understand
okay.
What it means.
What else you got?